Hello, this is David Lewis for the Hamilton Spectator, reporting on the 2018 World Cup in Russia. The World Cup this year has been so exciting that it's practically impossible to be able to pinpoint a standout game amongst the many. The round of 16 was no exception, with the matches being played encapsulating everything that has made this World Cup so special. The football on show this year has not been ladled with pure quality. We've had some real scrappy games to go along with the great ones, but it's the competitiveness of the teams that will be the defining characteristic of this World Cup and what has made this tournament as brilliantly chaotic as it has been. This was highlighted once again in the first stage of the knockout games when host Russia bested Spain on penalties to progress to the quarterfinals in what was the biggest shock of the tournament. Other games were just as close, however, and we could be looking at a completely different fixture list if things had gone just a little differently. Denmark will be devastated that they couldn't overcome Croatia after going toe-to-toe with them for the full 120 minutes. It looked for all intents and purposes like they were destined for the next round when Kasper Schmeichel saved a penalty with 4 minutes to go in extra time. But Denmark had not been practicing their penalties nearly enough, and another two penalty saves from Schmeichel in the shootout wasn't enough for his team to progress, and Croatia got a lifeline after an uninspiring performance. Japan could have provided the upset of the tournament if they had held on against Belgium, but tactically they got it all wrong in the final 25 minutes and collapsed under Belgium's constant pressure. After going two goals behind, it looked like Belgium were dead and buried, but headers from Jan Vertonghen and Marouan Fellaini 5 minutes apart dragged Belgium level, making you wonder why Belgium didn't use their superior height and strength to their advantage from the get-go. To compound matters, with the full-time whistle moments away, Belgium broke away from successfully defending a corner, and with one of the most clinical counter-attacks seen so far, they ripped through the Japanese defence and Nasser Chadli slotted home to force Belgium through to the next round. A chaotic finish to one of the best games in the tournament. But it was France versus Argentina that took the prize of best game of the round of 16. France had been one of the favourites since before the tournament and went about their business very quietly in the group stages. There was no opportunity for a quiet game here though, and France had to dig deep to beat a determined Argentina team. The quality of this French side possessed is rivaled only by Brazil and maybe Belgium, and they showed their quality by clinically taking apart Argentina in the second half. Kylian Mbappe is a real weapon for France, someone blessed with pace to burn and a keen eye for goal, and his brace against Argentina put the game firmly in French hands. They're on a collision course to face Brazil or Belgium in the semi-final, in a game that should really be reserved for the final. They're on a collision course to face Brazil or Belgium in the semis, in a game that really should be reserved for the final. Brazil are another team going about their business efficiently. This is a different team than previous Brazil squads, and their play is centered far more on a solid tactical strategy and a team cohesiveness. This is not a squad built on the past, built on individual brilliance. They still have stars like Neymar and Felipe Coutinho, but the team's success is due to their collective play and belief in their system, rather than the individual brilliance that they used to be reliant on. They're a very strong side, and brushed aside a very good Mexican team with relative ease, going to show just how ruthless they've become. If they're going to win the tournament, they're going to have to do it the hard way, with Belgium next round and possibly France waiting for them in the semis. They're going to have to be at their best throughout to make it to the final. Uruguay follow a similar type of strategy, but are far more reliant on Edinson Cavani and Luis Suarez to provide continual moments of magic. Their defence is rock solid, and they easily shut down Ronaldo's threat in the round of 16 game against Portugal. They are not a flashy side, however, but they're fearless defenders, and they have enough quality up front to hurt teams when they have the ball. The defence of Uruguay against the forwards of France should be a fascinating occasion in the quarterfinals. For the Hamilton Spectator, this is David Lewis.